Morning. Sanusha, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show. Let's just get Sanusha on the line quickly. Sanusha Naidu with us this morning. Sanusha, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you for the invitation.
So, it's been a kind of a mosaic of politics in South Africa the last few days. And this morning on the breakfast show, they played a clip with John Steenhuisen and said, we will not get into bed with the EFF if the EFF wants to be the people making, you know, wagging the dog by the tail kind of situation. But what were the choices and where do we stand at the moment with coalition governing in our municipalities?
Well, I think yesterday was quite an interesting set of developments. I think not so much so for people who are following it, but I think for the DA, because I think the DA kind of scooped control in Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni. And for me, I think the real crux of everything starts to happen after you have these council meetings, you've elected the mayor, the speaker of the council, and of course we've seen some interesting developments on that front, particularly in Ekurhuleni, which was a real stronghold for the ANC, and they lost it. And of course you got the DA candidate who is now the mayor, Miss Campbell. But I think the challenge for the DA going forward here is, again, whether or not they stick to these kinds of rigid lines. Like you said, you played the clip. Mr. Steenhuisen was very vocal about not going into any kind of alliance with the EFF. It's interesting for me because it seems as if the EFF realigned some of these hung municipalities, particularly in the metros. And they did it in a way where they kind of, I wouldn't say forced, but they are putting the DA on notice to be able to say to them, we supported you despite all of these different types of comments and press briefings and statements that came out. And this now means that we are compelling you to get into some kind of coalition, not a coalition arrangement, but a kind of coalescing of how we're going to go work and move forward in these councils. And the other area that we have to start paying attention to now more specifically and significantly is what will be the makeup of the mayoral exco in terms of the executive of the mayor of the mayor's committee, and who will sit there, because the DA will then have to think about, you know, in Ekurhuleni, in Johannesburg, and if they do get over the line in Tshwane, and if that's the trend we're seeing in Gauteng, where if it does happen, the ANC has lost all three big metros in Gauteng, then we'll have to see whether or not the EFF and Action SA will have people that are put on those mayoral councils, the executive. And that's going to be key as well, because that means you've got to function, not just having your complete control over the exco, but you've got to actually have a functioning exco as well. And of course, there's questions about how budgets are going to be aligned, how passing of particular financing issues are going to take place, how they're going to coalesce around service delivery. I think the EFF, in a way, they were quite strategic to say, well, if you're not coming to the party, we're coming to the party. Now, you do this.
Sanusha, reaching that particular point, I think that I quite agree with you that the EFS, they were quite very strategic in terms of this. But then also, the DA probably thought to themselves, and I'm just having a guess here, you can correct me, they probably thought, we'll work with the EFF and the smaller parties because we actually do not want to be seen in 2 years' time from now that we've worked with the ANC and we've worked with the corrupt. So looking forward, that was a very strategic move from the DA side also.
I mean, indeed it is. I mean, also, remember as well, I think there are very fine lines in terms of how you define a coalition arrangement. I'm not sure if I read correctly. I think the leader of the FedEx, Ms. Helen Ziller, made a statement either on Twitter or somewhere that, you know, these pre-coalition arrangements didn't work out well for them after 2016. So going into this election, they didn't have those kinds of discussions or talks or kind of reaching out. But I also think that it's so profound that you keep the ANC out and that you are willing to work with parties which sometimes you say you say ideologically you don't align with them because they come with different principles and values, or they're ideologically incompatible with you, then of course the challenge is how do you then work going forward in a situation where they have been in, the EFF has given you their vote in a council.
And this is the difficult part for the voter, because now you're sitting in a coalition government, and as the voter you voted for X party X, but party X now has to form a coalition with somebody else. And those values, because when you vote for a particular party, you vote for their ideals and their ideology and their strategy and what they stand for. And now they have to sort of water down a little bit of that in order to accommodate other parties.
Yeah, yes and no, Zane. I think the electorate is much more astute and discerning. Yes, ideological dispensations and predications are important. You know, people look at how best you represent my positioning, my interest in society. Do you cover what I want to see as a functioning municipality? What is your, how are you going to create job? I mean, I know jobs is a national issue, but in the question of local government elections, it's about how do you make my community safe? How do you make my community more economically sound? You have socioeconomic development, the housing question, and so forth. I think the electorate now is probably, you know, for most of us, the challenge is not whether or not when you walk into that voting booth, you know, you've got on hand all the kind of broad strokes of what each party represents and so forth. I think they look at it on the basis of performance. If you're living in a metro or you're living in a particular municipality and that performance of that party has done well, doesn't mean that they ran the municipality well financially, that they had clean audits. Because I think there is one municipality whose name escapes me now, where it was a clean audit by the Auditor General, but they didn't vote for that party. The party didn't come back into power there. So I think at the end of the day, it's the experience. And as much as principles, values, ideological dispensations are important, it's the experience that you go into that voting booth with. And if the experience hasn't been good, then of course it becomes even more difficult to say, okay, it's going to work in this way. So I'm curious to see and very intrigued to watch how these kinds of arrangements, these loose arrangements where informally, the EFF and Action SA voted for the DA. But it does put the DA on notice as well in terms of whether or not, the DA can come out and say, we never asked the EFF to vote for us, but they voted for us anyway. So there's this double-edged sword that the DA also has to navigate, because some of the supporters may say, well, you kind of may have went into a loose arrangement with the EFF. We don't think that the EFF and you are compatible. But I have a feeling that the realignment, where we spoke about realignment at national level, the realignment is happening in the municipalities.
And the trend in this particular municipal election or local government election as we're going forward, Sanusha, and we're chatting this morning to Sanusha Naidu, if you have any questions in terms of coalition governing and any fears that you have, because I think we haven't had such a large-scale coalition governing in a very long time. It's been here and there, one or two places, and people are generally scared of coalition governments. Do they work? Don't they work? And I think the next 5 years will probably show us that. But Sanusha, in terms of younger mayors, this has been a very, very key thing in terms of what happened in Cape Town, for instance, you know, with Jordan Hill Lewis. Out in Knysna, there's a very young mayor, and I think a 24-year-old mayor out in the Oudtshoorn area. So can we see, you know, what would the trend be? What would people be watching with these younger mayors? Because we often complain and say we don't want the old people who just sit there and wait for pension day. But can the younger mayors, and as in Cape Town and in Knysna and in Oudtshoorn and just a few of them, carry through that candle?
Yeah, and I think there's also another very young mayor in KwaZulu-Natal, in the Howick area. Could be. He's also a very young mayor that has been there as well. I think just to add on the question of young people and what does it mean? The one thing I think is important to basically put up right at the beginning of this response of mine is we're seeing young mayors, but we're also seeing young males. as mayors. So we've got to think about that gender dynamic as well. But we also see in Gauteng, in particular the city of Johannesburg, you've got the first female mayor of your municipality.
Yeah.
What does this mean for us in terms of the energy, the innovation, and the kind of vision that the younger generation bring to political office, to the kind of interpretation of the political landscape and the body politic of the state and how they want to reorient it and so forth? I think we want to see them come with the new, fresh ideas. Do you still do politics as you do politics in the kind of linear way, or do you try and transform the way politics is happen? But that's one aspect of the vision. The real crux of the matter is, and the real proof of in the pudding will be, is what they implement in terms of their vision, how they take on the older generations in their parties, how they actually come up and they try and navigate what has always been, let's do things as we've always done it, you know, the kind of business as usual approach. Do they actually buck the trend? Do they go in and say, we are more about the younger, we are more about the way in which we realign the way politics is happening, but more not just the realigning the way the political structures are emerging and reconstituting itself, but it's also about getting their hands dirty, rolling up their sleeves and going into the communities and listening and engaging. Because I think the younger generation have an energy and they are very effervescent and very passionate about what they do. But if they take that passion and turn it into operationalizing their vision, for example, the mayor of the city of Cape Town talking about, you know, reviewing the homeless bill in terms of what impact that will have. He spoke very, very much about the 600 million injection into the budget around service delivery, socioeconomic delivery, and so forth. But that means that he has to take on not just himself, he has to take on also the dynamics of the bureaucracy that he's engaged in, and then get into it, rolling up his sleeves and going into it and doing a deep dive. And I have a feeling that with that energy that comes in, if the younger generation have that energy, they can serve a longer time because they're young and they still have enough time to be in political office.
Mm. And it's about shifting the vision, from time to time. And I'm glad that, Jordan Hill Lewis has made it very, very clear. I am watching you. I am looking at you. I'm going to be assessing you. I'm going to do a lifestyle audit. I'm going to do these things. And we are hearing it more and more coming from the different municipalities that, guys, we are now bucking down, and we are now trying to get down to the nitty-gritty. We've got a voice note for you to listen to, Sanusha, and we're chatting this morning to Sanusha Naidu, the Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue.
Hi, Zain. Alistair. I think there's always this assumption that people vote for political parties because of the value systems and you align yourself and things like that. Sometimes it's also an anti or against something else that you are voting. So, for instance, people always speak about the American elections as an example where people didn't vote for Biden, but they voted against Trump. And I think that has happened pretty much in this round of elections. That's just my 5 cents. Thank you.
Alistair, thank you very much for your contribution on 0725671567. People didn't vote for a political party, but they voted against something else, which is, he cites the American election, and I think which is also where the DA sort of hung their campaign on. Vote for us, not because of maybe what we stand for, but we're going to keep those guys out. Sanusha?
Yeah, I think generally parties did that. I mean, I think the ANC had candidates to most political parties on the platter, given how poor and badly governed things turned out in municipalities. I mean, you know, you're hearing these horror stories, Zane, about communities haven't had water for 3 years. You're still dealing with sanitation that's archaic and that doesn't, and dehumanizing. And you're hearing about the way in which rent-seeking behavior and patronage networks operated at the municipality level. All of these culminated into, you know, people's frustration. And at the point I made earlier, and I think it somehow aligns with what the caller was saying, is that the experience is very important. If your experience in a municipality where you are living has been so horrific and horrendous, you say to yourself, do I want to vote for a party that continues to dehumanize me? And I think that's a very important point as well. Then, of course, the challenge is if you're voting anti, so, you know, anti-ANC, then you're looking for the alternative. And I think the alternative was essentially those parties that, you know, you felt, okay, I could trust that party. I could give that party a chance. I think this party will be someone that will resonate with my experience, my interests, and what I feel they need to do in returning around the socioeconomic dimensions in the municipality, making it more effective, governable, and having efficacy in governance and accountability. But again, this all now hinges on how effective these municipalities are going forward. What is the governance? What is the governability? What are the issues? Are they going to be hamstrung by tensions and lack of consensus? Are they going to constantly have these battle lines drawn where you're going to constantly see the different council members from different parties fighting with each other?
And the bottom line of coalition, obviously, is to be able to work together and not to work against each other. I think that's the bottom line. Sanusha Naidu chatting to us this morning. She is the Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Thank you for your time and thank you for giving us your insights this morning.